All right. I got to speak up, right? Because of all that noise. That's all right. We'll make do. We'll make do. So, I heard all the excitement that you guys had yesterday for Valentine's Day. It's a fun day. I have my wife at home, and she got me something, but I haven't got her anything yet. So, I'm in a little bit of trouble. So, Monday, we're going to spend some time together. And actually, I think we're going to like paint pictures together. That'll be different, right? All right. So I love that we talked about Valentine's Day yesterday, because it was a great day that we get to show people that we care for how much we love them, right? And then likewise, they get to show you how much they love you. And it's a special day. But let me ask you this question, and somebody can raise their hand. What's the opposite of love, though? Yeah. Hate. Hate. So I'm going to read from you a couple of scriptures this morning from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse number 27 and 28. So I'll give you just a minute if you want to try and find it. We have those that we call friends that we like to spend a lot of time with, right? Friends and family. I love spending time with my grandchildren. Matter of fact, right before I came here, I got to see my grandson a little bit, since I'm a little late for work this morning. But it was well worth it. Well worth it. I love spending time with my wife and other family members as well. But Jesus is going to tell us something here this morning that really is going to shake things up a little bit. So he says, Luke chapter 6, verse 27, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Wow. Now, yesterday being Valentine's Day, it's very easy to give a Valentine's to somebody that is in your family or very close to you, isn't it? It's easy because we love them and we want to show them that we love them. But how about somebody who's not real close to you, who either you don't know at all, or that maybe it's a classmate, or maybe it's just somebody from the neighborhood, some kids that maybe live around you or something, that just don't treat you very nicely? Can you love that person too? That's hard. It really is. It's hard sometimes to show love to those that don't always show automatic love to us. And Jesus challenges us here. He says, love your enemies. Now, at this time, we had two different groups of people. We had Jews and we had Gentiles. We had the world and we had the Jews. And Jesus is saying, he's really shaking the Jews' mind here and saying, you need to love the enemies. When they make fun of you because you're a Christian, because you choose to follow Jesus and you choose to live your life by obeying the Ten Commandments, and you choose to do what your mother and daddy, father tell you to do, you choose to speak a certain way, you choose to come to church, you choose to do those things in your life. Why? Because you love Jesus. There might be some out there that make fun of you for that. There might be some out there that kind of think, oh, that's just, you know, you're just being you're different. So they might make fun of you. And Jesus is saying, that's okay. Love them. Love them just as much as you love the person in your life that you love the most. Or love them as much as you love Jesus even. You know, we want to, as we live our lives, it's such a better feeling when people approve of us, isn't it? When you are out in your yard playing and you see maybe a group of kids your age ride by, we want to get to know them. We want them to get to know us. We want to play with them. We want to have friends. And it's nice when people accept us. But that doesn't happen all the time, does it? Real life is sometimes people just don't get us. And there might be a conflict. Or somebody might laugh at you. Or somebody might push you or something. Jesus says, that's okay. That's okay. Just love them. Just keep loving them. Jesus says in verse 27 again, but I say unto you which hear, in other words, listen to me, he's saying, listen to me, love your enemies. Love them which hate you. Now, who think that this sounds pretty difficult? I'll raise my hand. That's a difficult thing to do sometimes, to love your enemy. To love somebody who might treat you like that. It is difficult, but you know what makes it easy? What makes it easy is once you've come to accept Jesus into your life, and you accept Him into your heart, and accept Him as your Savior, then you get the possession of who also is the Holy Spirit. You get the Holy Spirit that lives in your heart at that point. And then when somebody makes fun of you or you have that difficult situation, the Holy Spirit makes it easy to love them because you're doing it on His behalf, not just you forcing yourself, you know, they told me in chapel to love your enemy, so I've got to try to do this. So in my own will, I'm going to force myself to start acting nice. It's really not like that. It's once you've accepted Jesus into your life and you become a Christian, it becomes easy to love people. It becomes easy to love everyone. Because everyone is God's creation. What's the first part of John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world. Doesn't say for God so loved just boys. Doesn't say God just so loved the girls. Or God just so loved people who are nice. No, God actually loves everyone. So once we get to where we accept God into our lives, it becomes easier to be nice to those who might not be nice to us. So think of it this way too, because I know how sometimes people are. Well, I have this one person that I know. I don't love them because they are difficult, so I'll just avoid them, right? If I see them walking down the hall, maybe I'll stop and go in a classroom until they pass, and then I'll come out. Hey, I didn't hate them. I didn't cause a confrontation, right? Or, you know what, if I talk to them, I'll just be nice, but I'm not going to go so far as to say I love them. That's really not what Jesus is saying here. Remember we said what was the opposite of love? Is hate. If I take this, where I'm standing right now is hate. If I take one step this way, am I loving? No. Am I loving? Now this is where love is at. Am I loving that person? Am I loving that person? No. I'm still not just
with my heart saying I love them. I'm just kind of getting by. Jesus is challenging us, no. You need to love them. Love everyone. Love people. That's the first thing when you become a born-again Christian and you accept Jesus into your life. One of the first signs that we see is that you start to love people. People that you go to church with, people that you attend school with. All of a sudden, you get this Holy Spirit in your heart and you just see people differently. You see them as another creation of God and as another child of God, and you love them, just like Jesus is telling us. And it has nothing to do with how they're treating you back. It has to do with how you're acting toward them. It's all based on you, not how they're treating you. So you dedicate yourself to saying, I'm going to love everyone, even those people who might not be always nice to me. That's what Jesus wants from us. That's what we have to work hard every day to get to, right? And Jesus continues in this verse. He goes, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. So it's more than just, well, I'm going to say I love them, but I'll just say that. No, he's taking it a step further. He's saying, I want you to do good to them. You have to not only say that you love them, you have to show that you love them through kind acts, toward holding the door for them, just toward just being nice, maybe sharing a toy, playing with them at recess time. If you see maybe somebody off by themselves, go find that person and become a good friend with them. You have to show that you love them. Then he continues in the next verse. He goes, bless them that curse you, but listen to this, and pray for them which despitefully use you. He's saying, you want to show that you love somebody? One of the best things you can do is pray for them. Pray for them. I mean, we pray for our family all the time. All of us do, right? But take some time and pray for that person who might be challenging you a little bit. And you're not feeling that love all of a sudden. Pray for them, and then pray for the Holy Spirit to work in your heart so that you can show them some more love. But maybe even more important, pray that this person, if they're not saved, becomes saved. Because then once they get the Holy Spirit in their heart, now all of a sudden they're going to act different. They're going to show love back. And then you have a friend out of somebody you never thought you would have a friend with, right? Now, all of this sounds very hard and difficult and challenging, and it is, but I'll finish with this. You guys have studied Jesus' life, right? From time to time. You know that he was made fun of, right? That he was picked on. That there was people that hated him. So much so that he was crucified because they hated him so much. Had nothing to do with anything he did. They crucified him because they hated him and they rejected him. And he didn't do anything wrong. But in the end, he did that because he loves all of you. And he wanted you to, through his sacrifice there, to have access and the ability to spend eternity with him in heaven. So if Jesus can be ridiculed and punished for things he never did, when we face challenges or we face somebody that's being not friendly to us, Jesus faced that way worse, right? So we can do this. We can choose to show kindness to everybody. That's what makes our faith and Christianity special. is that we teach love. And love not just to other believers, but love to everybody, right? And we want to pray for them. Okay? So let's say a quick word of prayer, and then we'll let your principal turn it back over. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you for showing us how we can live our life in spite of those that are that may treat us in an unloving way. Lord, help me in my heart. Help me be able to show more love to everybody, not just to family, not just to my friends, but to people that I may not know very well, or that even worse, Jesus, that may treat me in a not so friendly way. Help me to show love to everybody through your example. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.